837 at AM 930 WEOL. This portion of our Spotlight on Lorraine is brought to you by First Federal Savings of Lorraine. Your community is their community. First Federal Savings of Lorraine, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And Joelle and Tucker from First Federal joins us. How long has this First Federal been in this community?
Well, good morning. And First Federal has been around since 1921.
That's a mighty long time.
Oh, that's, well, almost 100 years. How about that? Four less than 100 years.
Almost as old as the lighthouse.
Well, the lighthouse is sort of featured in
The lighthouse is in our logo, the lake and the lighthouse, and I believe a sailboat. Yep.
So that's obviously ties into that as well. So tell us a little bit about First Federal. We see it a lot of places. We know that you're involved in the community. You support different things in the community as well.
Yeah, we're a community bank. We're one of the last community banks in our area, in most of Northern Ohio, I believe. Most of our staff, from the president on down to our college seasonal help, are involved in our communities, the communities we live in, the communities we work in, from Port Clinton to Avon.
What advantage would you have as a community bank? Why should people visit you?
Well, our main thing is real people. You can pick up a phone, call us, you're going to speak to a real person. You can walk into any branch at any time and be serviced. Whether you need a loan, whether you need a deposit account, a real person will be taking care of you.
And what is your reach, your demographic area, so to speak?
Right now, we are serving Lorain County, Erie, Huron, Ottawa, Sandusky, Seneca, Cuyahoga, Medina, and Summit. So we cross the majority of Northern Ohio.
Medina and Summit, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've driven by a lot of those different places. I've seen them, and you think, well, First, I know that. That's First Federal.
Well, we don't have actual offices in all those counties, but we do service those counties. So if somebody's looking to build or buy a home in those areas, they can come to us. They can apply online. They can stop into any of our branches. They can give us a call. We can potentially do the majority of it over the phone.
I think just from a bird's eye view, it seems as though there's more new housing construction now than in the past, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years. Is that the case?
Yes, we're seeing a lot of new construction. We do also seeing a lot of renovation, people buying existing homes and renovating them. And we have a very unique renovation loan product that we offer our customers.
So it's a good time to borrow? Rates are low still?
Rates are still 30 years hanging around 4.1% or so. They're creeping up slowly. So I don't believe they're anticipating a huge rate hike anytime soon, but this is certainly the time to buy.
We have two financial programs on our radio station, Clark Howard in the afternoon,
yes,
Dave Ramsey in the morning. Both often talk about trying to get a 15-year mortgage if at all possible. Do you see people moving in that direction?
We do. We do. You know, if they can afford it and they qualify it, that's certainly the best option for them. You know, they're not tying themselves in as long, and it saves interest over the life of the loan. But for those that can't afford a 15-year loan but don't want to go that 30-year, we do offer a 20 and a 25-year also. So we have a little bit of something for everybody.
So you do have some of those other options that may not be as well known, or maybe they've tried someplace else and it's not an offer or something.
Right. Yeah, we always try to make it work. So and that's one good thing about First Federal. We sit down, we take the time to get to know the customer, we talk it out with them, and we try to find the best product that fits what they're looking to do.
What goes into the renovation program?
The renovation program, the main highlights are you can put as little as 5% down of the purchase price of the home you're buying plus the cost of the renovations that you're putting into the home. And our appraisers will appraise that home as if those renovations are already complete. So that's one good feature. We don't have to wait till that's done to have it reappraised. We're going to look at it right then and there and appraise it.
And it gives people a head start on getting that work
done. It gives them a head start, sure.
We're talking today with Joelle and Tucker with First Federal Savings of Lorraine. What do you enjoy about working with First Federal?
Oh, what do I enjoy? The people. The people I work with and the people that walk through our doors. I've been there 38 years, and I just love it there. So,
you see the people, new people who come through, and then new people too. A lot of times, and you mentioned about different banks and lending institutions changing. Sometimes you'll be a, you'll see a sign change, and you'll think, wasn't that bank something, some what else, a recent time? There's different ones, but your signs could almost be put in stone.
Cause they could be. They could be.
They've been there for so long and are ready to be
there. Yeah, we take great pride in that, and we take great pride in serving our community. So,
talk a little bit more about that community commitment, because it is so important on so many levels.
Well, we're involved in so many things throughout the community, and just coming here today, you know, and meeting some of the community leaders that were speaking on your show previously, and I know most of them, and I think that's a great thing, because I've seen them at different events and throughout working with various organizations from the Lorain County Chamber, you know, and other banking-related organizations that we belong to, and then as well as our churches and our schools and you know, everybody's involved in a little bit of everything at right. First Federal, so.
You're rooted, grounded,
we're rooted.
Connected.
We're definitely
right?
yeah. rooted, sure. Right.
But even though you said you've been since 1921, you keep up with the changing of times, people access banks differently. They may not even get to, they may know your name but never see you because of the way they do a lot of the banking.
Well, we do. We offer online banking and, you know, mobile banking. So, yeah, there are times when we don't physically see our customers, but that's okay because that's what their need is. That's what their, everybody's busy these days. And you know, you well know, so people don't have the time to come into the branch.
Right.
So we find a way to reach out to them.
Now, you brought a guest along today.
I did.
May we put, can we bring Charmaine on the air?
Certainly.
To say hello?
Certainly.
Charmaine, come on up to the microphone.
Okay. Hello, Lorain.
Tell us a little bit of your experience with FER.
Well, I am a new loan officer with First Federal of Lorain, and I have to say it's been a great experience. If I need anything, I can always turn to the different loan officers, especially Joellen has been a wonderful help. So like, I'm always in her office, can you help me with this? And she stopped what she's doing and made time. So that is very important for a new loan officer in this industry.
Did you just become one loan officer or get into the banking business, or how did I get to that?
Life. Graduating from college, I do have a master's degree in psychology. And sometimes you don't find your job in your field, so you do have to support yourself.
Okay.
So I was working for a financial institution, and things happened, and I applied for a job, and it's been great. So.
Okay, so you're the one that helps people get the loans to do whatever
do,
their dreams
like,
are?
Yes. I do sit down, like Joellen said, you can come in our office, walk in, make appointments, and we are there to serve you. So we do sit down and look at your options, give you options, what you're looking for. We sit down and try to make a plan to see what help fits you. We're not going to put you in something, a situation that down the road can harm you. We want to make sure that it's the right fit for you.
Oh, well, that's good, too. So you get to deal face-to-face with clients and as opposed to working with numbers or books or paperwork.
Exactly. We
like
sit
that.
In front of you and sit down a plan. And sometimes you do have to do other options on the phone, email. But most of the time, they're sitting right in front of your face. And we work out the options that are best going to fit you. Okay. So.
That's great. Helping people make their dreams.
Huh? It does. It does. And truly, when you find somebody and you help them out and know that you're helping, like for one, I do have a couple of people that are buying their first home for the first time. And it's a kind of stressful situation. But knowing you have somebody that's on your that there to help you out, the loan officers take some of that stress from you. It's been great to see because I have several customers like, oh, my God, what I'm doing? I said, hold on, I'm here for you. Don't worry, that's my job right. to stress out, not yours. So it is good to know that they could come to you anytime. Say, hey, Charmaine, what's going on? Can I help? You know, what do I need to do? And I'm there. Yeah. So
they call you even after they leave. Right after they leave you.
Oh,
what,
yes,
what about
you
this?
Do. Who's yes, about you that? Get phone calls, text messages, emails, and that's what you're there for, to help them to ease their mind, because it is the most important decision they're going to make out of life is buying a home. It's not cheap. It's very, you know, it is time. You know, you're taking a lot of time out. So and
it's a big purchase. It's the biggest purchase you're ever going to make, and we certainly want to make that a comfortable, good experience for our customers.
Yeah.
They'll sign their name so many different times
over
and over again.
Just initial.
They'll write so many zeros that they're thinking, I didn't even know that number existed in my checkbook.
Yes.
Whatever. So It is kind of a stressful time, but it's an exciting time.
It is.
You get to be a part of that.
I do. And just as when the time to close, it's like, oh my God, I did this. And you're glad because you were there to help them through the whole process. So that's the most exciting thing to see, that you started from the beginning to see the end, that they got their first house. So it's exciting time.
Right. It's always good to share with somebody too, even if at one point you were a perfect stranger to
yes.
them, but then you become almost like family.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Sure. Yes.
Well, we appreciate both of you coming in this morning and
Thank
sharing
you.
A little bit about the history
Thanks.
Of the First Federal Savings of Lorraine. We've got more coming up. We'll look at the history of the Lorraine with Barb Piscopo, and we've got other folks coming in as well. We'll talk with Jeff Graham from the schools. So more ahead as we spotlight Lorraine, broadcasting from Lakeview Beach here on WEOL.